The federal government cut the corporate tax rate from 35% to 21% at the end of last year. In response, the South Dakota Public Utilities Commission moved quickly to ensure that corporate utilities pass those savings along to their customers. PUC Chairwoman Christy Feagin says agreements have been reached with some of the state's investor-owned utility companies, and work continues on the rest. She says the first agreement the PUC approved is with Xcel Energy, which is going to refund nearly $11 million to customers in August. Xcel had intended to ask for a rate increase this year that exceeds the amount of the company's tax savings, but Feagin says they have agreed to a two-year moratorium on an increase of the base rate and will factor the additional tax revenue into the cost of providing service. Feagin says the PUC is also closing an agreement with Black Hills Energy.
What Black Hills Energy is proposing is that they give a tax refund of about $7.6 million in October of 2018 to their customers, and then a permanent reduction in base rates of $8.9 million starting January 1st, 2019.
She says South Dakota Interstate Pipeline also asked for a rate increase, but in a settlement in June, agreed to a $250,000 decrease. She says Otter Tail just filed a rate case, and the PUC will incorporate the tax break into that. PUC still has to work with Mid-American Energy, Montana-Dakota Utilities, and Northwestern Energy. Feagin says each of these negotiations is like a mini rate case, which takes a lot of work.
But you can't do them all at once because they're so complex. And we only have about 5 staff people that work on these numbers. And so it takes time. We want to get it right the first time because we're not going to have an opportunity again probably for a tax refund like this.
She says South Dakota's PUC was ahead of the rest of the nation in getting tax refunds incorporated into utility rates. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.